The following story is typical of hundreds of medically documented cases of people who have experienced life after death. Get inside, Jane. I'll drive you home.
Thank you, John. That was a nice evening.
Well, I'm glad you had a nice time.
So nice to see so many old friends.
Yes, well, I hope we didn't leave too early, but, well, tomorrow's another day.
Hey, John, watch out for that crazy driver over there!
Oh, no, there's nothing I can do!
Yes. I'm okay, Jane. Are you okay?
John! John, please answer me! Can you hear me?
Jane, I'm fine. I'm talking to you. Why can't you hear me?
John! Oh, John!
Are you all right, lady?
Yes, I'm fine.
It's a miracle you're still alive after an accident like that. But what about your friend?
I think he's badly hurt.
We better call for an ambulance, quick.
No need to call the ambulance. I'm feeling fine. Funny, though. But I can hear this strange ringing and buzzing in my ears. Jane. What's happening? It's my body. I'm looking at my body. And it's all messed up in the wreckage of the car.
Excuse me, mind the way, please.
Is he going to be okay?
Oh, madam, let me just have a look. I'm sorry, madam. It's too late.
Oh, my God. I'm dead. The first thing I felt after the crash was the ringing and buzzing in my ears. Then, the floating feeling of detachment from the body. I felt weightless, like an astronaut in space, an almost inexpressible feeling of freedom and exhilaration. Next, I remember watching the people trying to get my body out of the wreck, but I felt no pain, only a wonderful feeling of peace and joy and perfect contentment. Then, for a few moments, I felt the feeling of loneliness and isolation, until suddenly...
Hello, son.
Mother. Oh, I'm so glad to see you here. I thought I was all alone. But I mean, you're dead. I mean, you look very much alive. You look so young and beautiful.
I just wanted to come and welcome you, son, to put you at ease, and to reassure you that there's nothing to worry about.
Is this a dream?
No. You're really here, and it's actually happening.
Suddenly, I felt a movement, and I began to feel like I was moving very rapidly through a long, dark tunnel. I could see a light at the other end. The light. It's coming closer. Oh, it's so bright and dazzling, and yet it doesn't hurt my eyes. Oh, I feel so much warmth and love coming from the light. It's the most marvelous feeling I've ever had in my whole life.
Welcome, John.
The light had spoken with me, and yet without words, just in my mind. I could see no form or figure, but I could feel that I was in the presence of a person of great love and understanding.
John, are you really ready to die? Or would you rather go back?
Go back? Go back to what? I want to stay here. I feel so wonderful.
Before you decide, let me show you, John, this review of your entire life.
Congratulations, Miss Jones. You've just given birth to a beautiful baby boy.
The being of light showed me my entire life, from when I was a tiny child right up to the present. Everything I ever did.
That's my toy.
No, it's mine.
I'm gonna hit you if you don't give me that.
Ow!
I saw all the selfish little things I did against my playmates and my brother. And I saw the good things, too.
Here, brother, this is a present for you. Oh, my, thanks. That's what I really wanted. I saved up my pocket money to get it especially for you.
And by the end, I had the feeling that this review had only lasted a few moments, or perhaps even a split second.
Now, John, are you satisfied with your life?
The review was very fair. I can see that God is letting me be my own judge of what I've accomplished, and it's not much, I'm afraid. If I lived again, I would certainly show more love to others, and of course, I would tell them about all this, that God is real, that there is life after death. And yet, I dread the thought of going back to my earthly body.
Look in front of you, John.
It's a gate and a fence. And beyond, I see beautiful fields and trees and streams and flowers. Oh, I've never even imagined anything so beautiful. It's a city of light, with brilliant shining buildings. Such a beautiful landscape and colors, everything bathed in a sort of pale golden light.
The fence and the gate are the line of decision. If you step across the line, then you've passed the point of no return, and there'll be no more going back. The choice is yours.
At this very moment, it would be so easy to cross the line and go and be in that beautiful place forever. But no. I've got to tell the others. I've got to go back. I've got to go back. I've got to go back.
John! He's speaking! He's speaking!
Oh, it's impossible, madam. His heart hasn't been beating for 10 minutes.
Jane! Jane! I've been to the most wonderful place.
John! Oh, John! You're alive!
I remember the sound of the crashing heart, then a ringing in my ears. Then I felt I was floating, looking back down on my body from the air. I watched as they tried to save my life, as the ground around turned red. Till at last they shook their head, saying I was dead. But I felt such a perfect peace and comfort, such a warmth, painless and relaxed. But a little lonely at first, then all of a sudden I felt I was moving rapidly through the air, to a long, dark, narrow tunnel, the valley of the shadow of death. I was there, headed for the line of decision. Was I ready to die? was I satisfied what I'd done with my life. At the end of the tunnel there was a light that was very dim at first, but it grew so bright and brilliant, but my eyes it didn't hurt. When I met the being of light, nothing was said that could be heard, and I felt such compassion and love, but in my mind rang these words: you're standing on the line of decision. Are you ready to die? And are you satisfied what you've done with your life? You're standing on the line of decision. Are you ready to die? And are you satisfied what you've done with your life? And as I stood there before I could reply, I watched my whole life unfold before my eyes. And now you know the choice that I made, to come back down to earth and start again. Standing on the line of decision, was I ready to die? Was I satisfied what I'd done with my life? Standing on the line of decision, was I ready to die? Was I satisfied what I'd done with my life? Standing on the line of decision, was I ready to die?
Life After Death was based on the testimony of hundreds of people who died and were then allowed to come back. Their common experiences were documented by Dr. R. A. Moody in his best-selling book, Life After Life, as well as many other recent researchers and writers.